Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be talking about Valentine's Day. Now, before we get into the podcast, just a quick word for you listeners who have been kind of following my podcast since I've started. You might notice that I've changed the profile image of my podcast, which is kind of promoting my website, which is dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Now, as of this podcast being released, which is on the 13th of February 2019, just in case anybody listens back to it in the future of that, I just wanted to say that the website currently isn't live. Perhaps I should have waited until it was live before I changed the imagery, but I've just got from the website developers the logos, and I was quite excited just to kind of like upload it to the social media platforms and the like. So I've jumped the gun. I've been told that it could be up to a week. So if you are to go on it now, then unfortunately there'll be nothing there. But let's put it this way, by March 2019, it should be working. So if you go on it now and you don't find anything, then yeah, I do realise that. You know, you'd have to let me know. I appreciate that it's not actually live at the moment, but within the next week or so, hopefully, dateme.tips will be live. So anyway, without further ado, let's talk about Valentine's Day. Now, people have mixed feelings on Valentine's Day. Some people think it's overly commercialised. Some people think it's the greatest day of the year. If you're single, it can be a bit of a tough time for some people, whereas others use it as an opportunity to kind of get some kind of oomph behind their belief that they want to start dating again. It might kind of give them a feeling of, now is the right time because you're seeing everybody kind of so loved up. It can work in various ways. So firstly, I just wanted to say my opinion on Valentine's Day is I think it's really nice. I think obviously it is a little bit overly commercialised now, like everything is. But I think the premise of it is great. You know, I'm a romantic at heart, so I can fully understand the positive side of Valentine's Day. But what I wanted to kind of say was, I think people who are in relationships should use it as a reminder to bring romance into a relationship kind of all the time. Like Valentine's Day, yes, you want to be obviously using that as a day in particular to be bringing extra romance and spice to your relationship. But don't forget the other 364 days of the year. Like, it should be a time that you really kind of appreciate what you've got in a loved one, in a loving relationship, but you should use it as a way of looking ahead to the other days, weeks, months and years that you'll be with that person. I mean, I think in my opinion that, you know, you should be kind of seducing your partner every day. Now, obviously, there's some days where you're not going to have time and things are busy and things are stressful and, you know, it can't be quite as poetic as I've just put it. But what I mean by that is you should be looking to try and make your loved one feel special. The person you're in a relationship with, you know, you want to be making them feel like you love them, make them feel excited, make them feel flirty, make them feel alive. Like, don't get in a rut, you know, don't get in a rut and then use this as one day a year as your get out of jail free card. Like, that's not the point of it. That's not a healthy way of using Valentine's Day. Just as using it as a way to kind of use as another birthday or something isn't healthy either, I don't think. You know, I see some people who they kind of exchange presents which would be better suited to, a birthday or maybe Christmas or something, you know, kind of things which have nothing to do with the premise of Valentine's Day at all. You know, like maybe you buy somebody like some type of mundane gift almost as a, yeah, it's that day of the year that I'm supposed to get you something and here it is. You know, it shouldn't be like that. You should put thought into it. And I think that goes the same for even gifts which are known as romantic ones, like flowers, like chocolates, you know, those kind of things. They should be done, I think they should be given kind of on random days of the year, not necessarily on Valentine's Day. It's just a bit too obvious. It's a bit too kind of, you know, lazy, you might say. I think you want to maybe put some thought into it. and try to make it different to what you should normally do. I mean, I heard somebody say once, and it's always stuck with me, that flowers should be given kind of as a random treat to somebody. They should not be given as an apology, and they shouldn't be given as a present, because it just seems as like you've not got any kind of thought, any kind of knowledge of a person, so you think, oh, well, they're bound to like flowers, so there you go. And I kind of buy into that, and the same with chocolates and kind of stereotypical things. Now, one thing that might be stereotypical to some, maybe not to others, but I do believe in, is I do think, you know, you should use Valentine's Day as a time to kind of spice up your relationship. You know, if you're kind of bring something kind of flirty into it, I think that's great. And I don't think that's, you know, in the same line as kind of flowers and things. I know that you might say, well, spicing up a relationship, that's an obvious thing to do as well. But no, that's different. That's, you know, I wouldn't say that's lazy necessarily, because you can do lots of things to spice up a relationship and make things exciting and flirty and sexy. So, you know, that it's not the same. It might be obvious, but it's not the same as the flowers or the chocolates. But I would say again, for all of these things on Valentine's Day, there should be just an idea that you kind of think of to base the whole year round. You know, yeah, make a fuss of somebody and make it a special day or a special night, but don't ignore the other days of the year. Like, they're the important days. If you know, it's the life that you're living in these other days which will breathe passion into your relationship and hopefully make it grow and let it become healthy. If you just concentrate on Valentine's Day and not on the other days, then your relationship probably isn't going to last very long. It should be just used as a day that you celebrate in a way that makes your loved one feel special, but it shouldn't be because they don't feel special on the other days. It should just be an exciting little treat. It doesn't have to cost much money or any money at all. You know, you don't have to do things which are extravagant. You can really just do something that you know that they'll like, and something that will add a bit of magic back to your relationship. And then on the other days of the year, okay, you probably can't do something every single day, but I do like the saying of you should treat your loved one as your lover, you know, and not your friend, and you should treat them in a way that you seduce them every day. Because it's my personal opinion that if you do that, then you will build a healthier relationship which is likely to last longer. People who are kind of bored in their relationship, that is normally the first sign of where they start to break free mentally, and they're thinking of other things, and before you know it, things can spiral and relationships can unfortunately end. You know, you don't want to let that happen. You want to let your partner feel loved, but they also need to feel excited. They need to see you as the person that they met. They don't want to see you as somebody who's mundane, who's boring, who's run-of-the-mill. You know, they want you to be the person that they met, and most likely that was somebody who seduced them or was funny or was cheeky, or, you know, you've got to keep that up. You've got to be somebody who is always keeping the magic there. So if you're going to be somebody who celebrates Valentine's Day with a kind of boring standard gift that's got no kind of thought in anything, then you might as well not even do it. Like, it's probably going to have just as little effect. I think it's more worthwhile to just do something a little bit different. You know, it could be, you know, your partner better than anybody else. Do something which will make them feel special, which will make them feel loved, which will make them feel sexy. You don't have to spend a lot of money, but something that is not basic, something that is not obvious. And then you can save the chocolates, you can save the flowers, you can save the other more obvious things, and you can use them on other days of the year. And as I said before, that doesn't mean use them when you've made a mistake, use them when you've caused a problem. No, you want to use them for no reason. You want to surprise your partner with something lovely for no reason. You know, don't let them say, oh, I know why you've done that. You've done it because you made this mistake, or you annoyed me, or you upset me. Shouldn't be about that. It should be purely because you want to do it, and they know that, because you want them to know that you're that kind of person. But you're the kind of person who wants to keep them feeling loved and excited all year round. And it doesn't have to be, you know, it might sound like a bit of a big job with me describing it like that, but it shouldn't be. You know, always remember how you were together when you first met. That is how you need to kind of keep things. Because if you take your eye off the ball, you might think, oh, you know, we're fine, we get through. You know, you don't know what's going on in that other person's mind. You might know them better than anybody, but you don't know them better than themselves. And trust me, you will regret it for a very long time if you are somebody who you get complacent in your relationship and then before you know it, it ends. Because quite often, people will end relationships without the other person even knowing that there's a problem. All of a sudden, boom, it's just gone. And that is because that, you know, you're thinking, okay, this is fine, we're ticking things, you know, things are ticking along, there's no big major problems, everything's cool. But what you don't realise is they're not feeling as loved anymore, they're not feeling as excited anymore, they're not feeling these thoughts. So inadvertently, they're slowly drifting away. If a relationship is not growing, if it's not moving in a positive direction, then it's moving in a negative direction. In my opinion, there is no standstill. There is no kind of floating part in the middle. It's either getting better or it's getting worse. So if your loved one is somebody who's not feeling these positive things from you, then they're probably, you know, without even meaning to, their eyes kind of off the ball, they're not thinking of you quite in the same way, and they would be open to be influenced by other people, other situations. It doesn't necessarily mean they cheat, but it could do, but it could probably more likely mean that they'd be looking for other kind of ways of growth in their own life, because they're not getting that from you. They might kind of decide to join new clubs or classes or go out with new friends and all of these things, which are kind of good in a healthy relationship. But if you're not giving them the excitement, the love, the happiness, then when they're doing these extra things, they're going to be thinking, well, I prefer not to be in that person's company. You know, all of a sudden, the person that they thought they loved, they realize, well, actually, they make me feel kind of like bored. You know, they don't necessarily make me feel bad or horrible, but they make me feel bored. I don't feel like I'm living. You know, and we live once. Everybody wants to live an exciting, fulfilled life. So don't make that mistake. Don't make the mistake of Valentine's Day being the only day of the year that you make your loved one, your partner, your husband, your wife, your girlfriend, your boyfriend. Don't make that the only day that you make them feel special. Don't make it that day, their birthday, maybe Christmas Day, you know. Don't do that. You know, you want to be making every day a special day in little ways. You can find out little ways to make them feel fantastic and keep the love burning. Keep it feeling good all year round. So please, whatever you do, celebrate Valentine's Day in the way you and your partner want to, but make sure you're doing it for the right reason, and make sure that Valentine's Day is not the only day that you make your loved one feel loved.